A production of SDPB, South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdallah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howey, Hunstedt, Hunhoff, Jurstedt, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turbeck, Berry, Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the 39th day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye. Those in favor, nay. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Boy, 2 weeks does it, doesn't it? Communications and petitions.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, I have the honor to inform you that I approve Senate Bills 4, 33, 36, 37, 68, 74, 78, 136, 164, 186, 45, 50, 80, 88, 91, 106, 117, 105, 117, 145, 184, and 185, and 64, 126, 129, 144, 149, and 154, and the same have been deposited in the Office of the Secretary of State, respectfully submitted, M. Michael Rounds, Governor. Those letters will be included in the journal if you need to look for them.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Rave, Fain, and Bernie Hunhoff as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has appointed Reps Rave, Fain, and Bernie Hunhoff as a committee of three on the part of the House to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate pertaining to fixing the time of adjournment, sine die, for the 84th legislative session. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature.
Is there a second? The motion is to appoint a committee of three to advise the governor that the legislature is ready to adjourn. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to fix the time of adjournment, sine die.
Is there a second? The motion is to appoint a committee of three to fix the time of sine die. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried. And both of those committees are made up of these members, Senators Knutson, Dempster, and Heideprim. Without objection, we'll revert to Order of Business 6. Any objection? We'll so revert them.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee, appointed to wait upon His Excellency the Governor to inform him that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature, respectfully reports that it has performed the duty assigned to it and has been informed by His Excellency the Governor that he will not appear for the closing of the 84th legislative session. Respectfully submitted, Dave Knutson, Tom Dempster, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee, and Tim Rave, Bob Fain, and Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee. Also, Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to consider the matter of adjournment sine die for the 84th legislative session respectfully reports that the Senate and the House of Representatives adjourned sine die at a specified hour on March 30th, 2009. Respectfully submitted, Dave Knutson, Tom Dempster, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee, Tim Rave, Bob Fain, and Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee.
Consideration of reports of committees.
Senator Knutson moves that the Joint Select Committee relative to informing the Excellency of His Excellency the Governor that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die as found in the Senate Journal of this day be adopted.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the report of the Select Committee. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Knutson moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the time of adjournment, sine die, of the 84th legislative session as found in the Senate Journal of this day be adopted.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the report of the Select Committee related to fixing the time of sine die. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carried. We now will just need to wait for some messages from the House. Otherwise, if there are any announcements, now would be a good time. Senator Knudsen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would just like to take 1 minute to reflect back on the legislative session. I think this has been a particularly important and trying legislative session. Obviously, the U.S. economy is in a downturn that I think, at least for my own lifetime, is not one that we've seen before. This has presented several challenges for us, which unquestionably the federal stimulus package has assisted us in meeting those challenges that we face through declining revenues. I think that we were one of the first two states, I understand, that had to figure out how to incorporate stimulus money into their budgetary process. So I think that in the end, we made good, sound decisions in the time we had available with regard to the utilization of the stimulus package. And for that, I believe our Appropriations Committee members on both sides of the aisle deserve a congratulations and thank you. I think also that we had a number of controversial items that we dealt with this session. As always, the Senate maintained a great tradition of great debate, but great civility among members, and I think we had a good session. And I also, given the weather, thank each and every one of you that is here today for coming and helping us take part in what also is sort of a historic day, in that I think you have to go back a very long time to find a last day of the session where there was neither a veto nor a proposed suspension of the rules to introduce some new measure. So this has been a very interesting and unusual session. And again, I thank all the members for their hard work this past year on behalf of the citizens of South Dakota.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Heideprim.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, you know, I think it can be said that every legislative session has its own personality. And oftentimes it won't occur to us really what marked this session until some time has passed and we look back. And there have been some very difficult struggles and battles on the floor of the Senate and the floor of the House, but I think we can all be proud of the way we have conducted ourselves. I'm reminded of the words of Adlai Stevenson when he discussed what it is like to serve in the capacity that we have all been given the privilege to serve with. Here is what he said. Politics is the most hazardous of all professions. There is not another in which a man can hope to do so much good for his fellow creatures. Neither is there any in which, by a mere loss of nerve, he may do much widespread harm. Nor is there another in which he may so easily lose his own soul, nor is there another in which a positive and strict veracity is so difficult. But danger is the inseparable companion of honor. With all the temptations and degradations that beset it, politics is still the noblest career any man can choose. It's been an honor to serve with every one of you. I wish you good luck in your travels home.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Adelstein.
I'm going to ask for personal privilege because as I look around this room, not only am I the oldest member of this body, at least half of you are young, as young or younger than my West Point graduate son, and several of you are as young as my granddaughter, who will in 2 weeks be receiving a master's degree in government at Georgetown University. This is a child who had three grandparents who survived the Holocaust, and she's getting a degree in government, a Jewish girl at one of the leading Catholic universities in the whole world. So as I look at you, and this is my seventh session, with great appreciation, I waited up there. I was watching the floor, the cordiality, the lack of rancor, the reaching across between the two parties was something that I had not seen ever, ever in the legislature, even before I was a member. Thank you very much. And as I say, as some people's grandpa and some people's dad, thank you very much for sharing with me. And sometimes I've not been exactly in order.
Thank you, Senator. We should be able to adjourn momentarily. Without objection, we'll revert to order of business 7, messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of informing His Excellency the Governor that the legislature has completed its labors and is ready to adjourn sine die, and to ascertain if he has any further communications to make to the legislature. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of fixing the time of adjournment sine die for the 84th legislative session. Respectfully, Karen Gerdes, Chief Clerk.
Ready to adjourn? Yeah, get the motion in the second.
Senator Knudsen moves that the Senate do now adjourn sine die.
Is there a second? Second. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. Motion carried. We're adjourned.